Good morning, Audioboo. I'm just playing around with Google Wave, and there's loads of stuff just started to happen, I think, in the last couple of days because people have worked out how to create public waves by adding public at a dot gw public at a dot gwave.com as a contact. It won't allow you to actually click submit, but if you click enter, it'll add you to the contacts. Then you simply make a wave with that public user, and everybody can see it in the search if they put with colon public or double dot public. I don't even know if it's colon. It's not a colon, is it? But what I'm watching right now is just channels after channels basically being made. Yeah, the waves, but they're the way that I'm watching it, it's almost like watching an IRC server list of channels load. And it just hit me how what we're doing, or what Google's doing, is that they've invented this awesome protocol to be able to, push up and down in a very XMPP protocol-like fashion. But what they've made is this real-time system that allows us to send stuff up and down, very similar to Twitter, but I can see Twitter just literally being a bolt-on to Google Wave, and that is such a smart move. I can see them literally just making a plugin that says, okay, anything to do with these search terms, whatever, add to the wavelet. It's the possibilities with this are huge. I really want a pause button on the with public because they're just flying past. And like I say, it's like a new age IRC. There's loads of people just setting things up. Waveguide discussion, ADSLgate.com. The talk cock sing song play ping pong wave, whatever the frack that is, that's going to be popular. German wave impressions. This thing really cocks my shit. Okay. But yeah, I can see possibilities with this via the API, building little wavelets to bolt onto these channels, especially for events. Very, very cool stuff. Quite impressed. Be nice to have some sort of RSS feed reader controls to the search. I'm sure all this stuff will come. I think they'll realize that people will have adopted it in a different way. I think the engineers probably thought, okay, wavelets, pulling stuff into the wavelets real time, let's build a protocol that can handle with that. But I think it is now up to the social side of people. The way that they will use it is the way that Google Wave will be shaped. And looking at this, it's sort of shaping itself into channels of discussion about things. Because people want a voice. People want their own sort of group of people. Yes, they've got Twitter where they have, niches of people who follow people, but it's sort of gone from a niche of people to, lots of followers and that whole following and followers thing. Whereas this is more grouped together. I guess you'll get the same sort of thing. I guess you'll get people just following people for the sake of it. But it's cool. It's cool. I can see the possibilities, and it's exciting.